It's time now for WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Today's topic, the Tryon Fine Arts Center and Pack Jam for Packlet Junior Appalachian Music Program. My guest is the executive director of the Tryon Fine Arts Center, Marianne Carruth, as well as the director of Pack Jam, Julie Moore. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In just a moment, we're going to be talking about an event tonight, a live stream concert event called Arabic and Appalachian Fusion that will be taking place at 7:30 p.m. In just a few moments, we'll get to the details about the event for tonight. But first of all, we want to start with you, Marianne. Provide some brief background on the Tryon Fine Arts Center.
Sure. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate this phone call. We're happy to be here. So the Fine Arts Center opened its doors in 1969. We celebrated our 50th anniversary of shows last year. We were initially housing local arts groups, but over time we became a presenter. So we bring in acts from all over the country and all over the world and share that with our public. And also we have renters who come and bring some amazing programming to us in pre-pandemic, and we're looking forward to post-pandemic great programming as well. We also are the local area arts agency, so we work with the local area arts nonprofits and connection with the North Carolina Arts Council. We also have an arts and education program, which has been growing over the last 10 years, and Pack Jam is an essential part of that, an anchor program, if you will. We started it about 2012. We started working on the program, building it. It's an affiliate of the Junior Appalachian Musician Program out of Galax, Virginia. So they provided a good blueprint for us. And the goal of the program is really to appreciate the traditional music of your area, you know, to understand the differences in traditional music and to learn them from the artists of the area. So we started out with guitar and fiddle, and we added mandolin pretty quickly, and of course banjo, and the program has grown, just going great guns. The goal really is connecting community through the music and strengthening the community one tune at a time, and it's one that we hope to keep strong through this period of history. We brought Julie in on as a program director about 2 years ago. Her affiliation with a knowledge of world music has brought huge new depth to the program, and we're also serving adults in the area as well. So, you know, it's really become an important program to our community, and we're very excited about what's coming up.
Yeah, and I think it's great. Something we try to do here as a radio station and some of our programming and what you guys are doing is to be able to be an outlet for world music. It gives us a chance that we don't often get to see other cultures to present their style music. Let's bring you in, Julie. So tell us, last year Pack Jam actually received a grant from the U.S. State Department that involved an exchange program. Tell us more about that.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, our grant ended up being titled Illuminations Through Music and Heritage. And after a courtship process with several state profit designated nonprofits around the world, from Sri Lanka to Hungary, we ended up being partnered with Petra National Trust in Jordan, which has been a thrilling experience. It's a wonderful group of very strong women heading up their program for youth empowerment and education. The grant is a subset of the State Department Community Connecting Heritage, is sponsored by the U.S. State Department with funding provided by the U.S. government and administered by World Learning. And it's been wonderful to get to work with that team up in Washington.
You're listening to WNCW's Friday Feature. Our guests are Julie Moore and Marianne Carruth, representing the Tryon Fine Arts Center and the Pack Jam program. Maybe both of you can speak to this, but we'll begin with you, Julie. Lead us into what's coming up tonight, the live virtual concert event, and what we can expect.
Yes, we wanted our musicians at PAG Jam to get to taste what it would be like to create music with an Arabic flair. And we're thrilled to bring in Adib Jebli from Greenville, South Carolina. He's a wonderful oud player, the Arabic guitar, and River from up in Asheville, of course. He's quite well known to all of us, I'm sure. And three of our PAG Jam teachers, Bob and Amy Buckingham, who are well-grounded in old-time music and will bring several instruments to the showcase, and Carson Moore, who is an up-and-coming jazz and bluegrass banjo player. So we've created a set that spends a little bit of time honoring traditional old-time and bluegrass songs, a little bit of time doing pure Arabic songs, and a substantial bit of time doing fusion songs, where our Arabic friends have learned Blackberry Blossom, for example, and our Appalachian musicians have learned Shalabiya Girl, which was actually playing in the pita house when I picked up food there yesterday.
Marianne, I think what is so great about this, and I want to get your thoughts, is the fact that, you know, so many of us are missing going somewhere to enjoy live music due to the changes that have been placed upon us due to the pandemic. This is one way some folks can really enjoy it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of excitement in the air around here. First of all, to have the music happening in the building has been, as the folks have gotten together to rehearse the tunes. So it's been very exciting to have the music in the building again, and it's been also exciting as we lead into this whole virtual world. I mean, it's a big world. It's exciting to be able to reach people no matter what their geography. It's exciting to think that there are going to be people in Jordan listening to this concert at the same time we are, and the power of the virtual is truly exciting. And the fusion of the music, hearing the banjo blending with the oud and the interesting harmonies that are happening and rhythms that are happening and all being pulled together by River Gagarin, who is an absolutely wonderful musician, and as are all of the ones who are working with us. Really super excited to have the music back in the house and to be able to share it with the world.
It's Arabic and Appalachian fusion this evening at 7:30. Of course, it's virtual. The live presentation, how can they go online and find it this evening?
You can go to tryonarts.org, and right on the homepage, there's a button that will lead you in. The specific link is tryonarts.org/go/global.
Marianne Carruth, Julie Moore, good luck with the event. Thank you so very much.
Thank you,
Paul.
Thank you. This has been great.
WNCW also presents our Friday features as a podcast. That's at our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.